Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen to any or all of this show at BruceAllen.com at the radio page, and you can download any and all of this or any previous show on the radio show page. Just click on the show. They're all listed below the initial information on the radio show page. Today we talked about rituals, holidays, traditions. We talked about teenage language with Barbara Greenberg. We talked about rituals in how we manage money with Jim Sheinberg. And we talked about rituals and men and the transition from boy to man, which used to be a big passage in almost every society, but is not as prevalent and common as it used to be, per Wayne Levine, who is our regular host guest for The Men's Room. I actually enjoyed the show a tremendous amount. If you like what this is all about, I hope you'll follow the Facebook page of A Dad's Point of View. That's A Dad's Point of View. And follow is actually the wrong term. It's like. They used to call it fan. I personally think it should be member, but I would not say that I could presume to know more than Mr. Zuckerberg or whatever his name is, the guy who created Facebook. The other thing I would suggest and heartily recommend if you like what I'm talking about is that you potentially consider getting my first book, which is only out 6 weeks, called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. I think it's actually under $8 on Amazon as a Kindle. So it's there. We talked about holidays, rituals, and traditions. And what's interesting is as your kids get older, and I have a son heading towards 18, his interest in hanging out with us is diminished because he'd rather hang out with his friends. But some of the rituals that we established still are within him, and he does join us for that Friday night dinner most of the time. I believe that the special occasions of rituals and holidays and traditions define family. Ritual, tradition, holidays, they are signposts in our lives. And these signposts, they give our children tangible things to remember, to hold on to, and to pass on to their own families. Create your own traditions. Our best and worst was inspired by someone else's. And I just used what I picked up at someone else's house when we went there for dinner and made it my own. And now it's been 15, 18 years we've been doing it. And I look forward to it every Friday night. Religious people have rituals that extend to their religion's particular holidays and values. I'm in a mixed faith, mixed ethnicity couple. So we've had the fortune of enjoying each other's family and faith-based traditions, a lot of it, as a matter of fact. And ironically, I've become even more attached to my wife's church after getting to know one of her pastors there, Pastor Drew Sams, who became and is a regular guest on my radio show for the Teen Rap segment. I was actually stunned when this happened, I suggested to my wife recently that we attend services there because I knew Pastor Drew would be speaking. That was a change I'd never expected due to my attachment to my own faith of Judaism. But Pastor Drew speaks so well from the heart, and his values and mine are just identical, with only the role of Jesus being slightly different. As a youth pastor and a young man himself, he brings a level of wisdom and youth and insight to his sermons and to my show, and it transcends everything. So I love that about being in a mixed relationship, and I never thought I would. In a nutshell, I will unequivocally conclude that rituals, traditions, and holidays can be the glue that binds families and that give extra meaning to those special times of the year and are beautiful events upon which to build your family history. I would really love for you, my readers and listeners, to share some of your family's special rituals. We can learn from each other and maybe add something to our own family that we hadn't done before. You can do that by visiting BruceAllen.com and find the current column, which is called Rituals, Holidays, and Traditions, and just post a comment. Welcomed and encouraged. Same thing can be done on my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, or you could tweet me if you want to do a tweet instead if you're limited in your vocabulary and you only have 120 or 140 characters that you can create. Today's topic was holidays, rituals, and tradition. Next week, we'll be talking about good guys and bad guys in the movies. I assert that how good guys and bad guys are portrayed now is a lot muddier than it used to be, and I'm not so sure that's a good thing. So we will talk about the influence of modern heroes or anti-heroes on us and especially our children. I want to thank my support team First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, who is my home station KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara. He is our station manager. I come here early every show, and he and I sit down, and we talk about life, we talk about radio, and we share, and I adore that. That's one of the things about IRL in real life that trumps virtual life completely. And those of us that are attached to a computer need to be reminded how we need to do that. I want to thank you again for joining us for the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And I want to remind you, as I do each week, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.